Okay, good morning, everybody. And Shlishi of Shmos is really a turning point to Aliyah. The emergence of the man who would become Moshe Rabbeinu is still identified as the Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. But let us begin. There's so much to discuss. Vahi vayimim ahim vayigdal Moshe. Ready, Rashi notes. Vayigdal hayalad. Now it's vayigdal Moshe. Ligedula minei albeso. Moshe had a royal future. It's very important. He could have stayed in Egypt and been a very powerful person, if not the ruling person. Vayigdal Moshe vayitzei elecha vayar b'sivlosam vayar ish mitzri maki ish ivri me'achav. Chazal, you know, are so graphic in the description of what he did. Babayis uvasadeh, taking advantage of the most private of spaces, his wife, and also now beating him for it, a terrible act of injustice. As the Ramban says in his own, you know, inimitable language, as only the Ramban could, that when Moshe saw what was going on, you know, between the Egyptian brutalist and the Jewish victim, lo yachol lizbol, he simply couldn't tolerate this kind of injustice. It's similar to what we see later on in terms of Ish mitzri hitzilanu miyad haroim with the benos midyan. Moshe charalo ala chamas. Moshe had an instinctive outrage, right? The man who would become responsible for tzedek and mishpat in terms of Torah. So what underlies that is a basic moral sense, a basic perspective on integrity and on truth and what's right and wrong. That's exactly what's under attack right now in this country. We have to be appreciative that the notion of Jewish leadership, which is all tied up in the manhigos of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was, begins the person who is a fundamental intolerance for injustice, is a fundamental intolerance for abuse of power, as we see, Vayar b'sivlosam, Vayar ish mitzri, maki ish ivri me'echav, Vayavo aroim vayigarshum. The Sforno highlights, these were people that were total nachrim to him. And yet Moshe couldn't just stand there silently because injustice was fundamentally intolerable to him. What I'd like to try to key in on is certain Lashonos of Rashi. We know Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, I already alluded to it in Rishon of Vayechi, and Nistamu Enayim V'liban Shal Yisrael, with the death of Yaakov Avinu. So it's very fascinating to look at the Lashon of Rashi here in our section. Vayigdal Moshe Vayitzei Lecha Vayar B'Sivlosam. So Rashi uses incredibly powerful words. Nasan eina velibo lios meitzar aleim. If with the death of Yaakov, nisim oineim veliban shel Yisrael, now nasan eina velibo lios meitzar aleim. The eyes are opened. Somebody has opened the eyes, but not just the heart, to sense the suffering of other people. And this is a critical step in the Geula, one of two critical steps. At the end of the Aliyah, we're told, Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim, Vayeda Elokim, Rashi says, Nasan aleihem lev, v'lo helim einav. Hashem couldn't look away anymore. Apparently Moshe looking, you know, and caring, Nasan aleihem einav v'libo, was able to engender a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very important yisod for us, that if we don't care about each other, it's a lot to ask from Hashem that he should care about us, right? Hashem says, well, you know, I don't really see a lot of partnership in this way. But it's striking in Rashi how much the language echoes each other. Nasan aneim lev, v'lo heilim einav. It couldn't be Hester Panim anymore. Of course, there was another factor. Vayi'anachu v'nei Yisrael min avodah vayiz'aku. That language of z'aka, right, which the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, that sense of desperation, the Rav's Diak, z'aka versus z'aka, vayizak z'aka gidola umara. So the Ramban explains why now, and the Ramban says, because this is only natural. They were hoping Paro will die, and there will be a new leadership with perhaps greater compassion and sensitivity. And Kinaku nakas chalal, they had really given up all hope. And this intensive tefillah, batal shavasam el halukim avodah, this sense of desperation, the tefillah be'es tzara, which we know for the Ramban, can rise to the level of daraisa, ala tzara tzara eschem, ariosim achatzotzros, v'nizkartim te'esham lokechem, v'noshatim oivechem is at play. So Yeshua's Yisrael Nasan Alehem Eina Velibo Ladas, number one. Number two, you know, Tfila Za'aka Be'es Tzara. God willing, we'll get an opportunity to discuss going forward, you know, tomorrow, the incredibly important essay the Ramban has at the end of this Aliyah about the trajectory of Moshe Rabbeinu's career. Everybody have a great day.